sent his word, his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God is the ordained instrument for deliverance of all kinds. Join God's servant, Sunny E. Olide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission as he brings the word of God ordained for your deliverance. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Healing and Deliverance.
From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the sea, I will praise
the name of the Lord.
I will praise
the name of the Lord.
I will praise
the name of the Lord.
From today, nothing will make you to weep anymore.
Amen.
On a daily basis, you will have reason to give thanks to
Amen.
All the days of your life.
Amen.
It will launch you into his presence.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's have our seat and welcome. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Christ our deliverer, Christ our healer. But the passage tells us by the Spirit, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Say, I receive grace to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made me free. I will not entangle again with the yoke of bondage. Listen to this. If you grab this reality, you will enjoy life. From Genesis to Revelation, God speaks of Jesus Christ. From Genesis to Revelation, is simply the revelation of the man, Christ Jesus. How many of you believe and you have read in your Bible that Joseph was sold by his brothers? Okay, who denied Christ? Who sent him? Is it not his people? How many of you were told that Joseph was put into prison? Because did he commit any offense? How many of you know that Jesus went to prison because of the offense he not committed? How many of you have read that Joseph was brought out of prison and he go to palace? Today, Jesus was raised from the dead and is in the palace in heaven. So just read your Bible, you will see Jesus. Tonight, you will see Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. They battered him. He went to the land of forgetfulness. Pay all our debt, defeated the devil, took away from the key of authority from him, and he rose from the dead. He said, all power is given unto him in heaven and on earth. And he gave us the legal right. Say once again in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive grace to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made me free. I will not entangle myself again into the yoke of bondage. Hear this tonight. The question is that, how do I stand fast? The word of God says stand fast. But the question you should ask yourself first, how? Because if you don't know how to do what you say you should do, then it doesn't make sense. Are we following? You will be blessed tonight. How do we stand fast in that glorious freedom, in that liberty where we, Christ, has made us free, that we will not entangle ourselves again to the yoke of bondage? To stand fast, you must know how to speak what stood fast. To stand fast, you must learn to speak what stood fast. Psalm 33 verse 9. There are mysteries that when your heart encounter, for lie you laugh where others are crying. From today, what make others people to cry, you will laugh. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Problem and challenges will be a stepping stone for your testimonies. If we believe, let me hear the loudest amen. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and he stood fast. When he say, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and do not entangle yourself again with the yoke of bondage. Now, in this passage we read, it says, God himself, hallelujah, give up from verse 8. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Reference the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him, the Lord. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and he stood fast. Now, as regard to your healing and health, it has been commanded. He's already stood fast. It is your duty to learn to take delivery of what God has spoken concerning your head. Then you will be standing fast in that same liberty. You don't pray to God, come and heal me. God will point you and say, I've already healed you. It is your duty to take delivery. Receive grace to take delivery of your sound head.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and he stood fast. You are a product of what he commanded. Come, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. And he went about to form your body and breathe his spirit into you, and you became a living being. Then you have no option than to be successful. You have no option than to live in health. You have no option than to be successful. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now listen to me. He said, for he spake, and it was done. He commanded. He stood firm. It means, as regard to your healing and health, it has been commanded. He stood fast. But you have to stand far in what was stood fast. He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and he stood fast. Why should you speak and command? Because he delighted in us. God is not a wicked father, he's a loving father. I would like you to pray a prayer for yourself tonight. Lord, keep me in your presence forever. If I go out of your presence, draw me back into your presence. When that happens to your life, you're enjoying life. Honestly. He says, stand fast in the liberty, in the freedom, in the healing ahead, which Christ has made you free. And do not entangle yourself again into the yoke of bondage. Don't go back to those things. You know, you can go into sickness and disease with your mouth. Satan just hit you like all your body will say, oh! And he said, let the weak say. Let the weak say. Let the weak say. Why did God say, let the weak say? He knows that Satan will like to weaken you. At the point of weakness, what did he tell you to say? Say, I am strong. But when you say you are weak, then you have gone to the bondage. You have entangled yourself into the yoke of that bondage of weakness. Are you getting the point? Say, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and do not, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Joel chapter 3 verse 10. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, I will praise the name of the Lord. Beat your plowshares into sword, and your pruning hooks into spear. Let the weak say, I am strong. You need to do something in time of weakness to be strengthened. God has done what you need to do, but you need to do what you need to do. What did he command you to do? Say, I am strong. When Satan tried to weaken you, declare that I am strong. Are you hearing it now? And when he tried to attack you with sickness and you say with his tribe, I am here. So you stand firm in the liberty forever if you learn to speak what stood fast. He spake and it was done. He commanded and he stood fast. Whatever God commanded, he created. His command created. Psalm 148 verse 5. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, I will praise the name of the Lord. I will praise the name of the Lord. I will praise the name of the Lord. When you go to God's presence and you come back angry, you have not met him. Because in the presence of God there is fullness of joy. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the sea, I will praise the name of the Lord. I will praise the name of the Lord. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the sea, I will praise the name of the Lord. I will praise. Do you know why? The joy of the Lord is your strength. For the joy of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord.
Is my strength.
For the joy of the Lord.
Is my strength.
From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the sea, I will praise the name of the Lord. I will praise
the name of the Lord.
From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the sea, I will praise the name of the Lord. When you get to God's presence, he quickens you. And it's quickly bring liberty. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will receive his quickening tonight. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, I will praise the name of the Lord. I will praise the name of the Lord. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the sea, I will praise the name of the Lord. I will Psalm 148 verse 5. I will praise, I will praise, I will praise the name of the Lord. I will pray Magdalene. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Your healing ahead has been commanded. Your healing ahead has been created. Your healing ahead stood fast. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded. One reason we should praise him, it is because everything you will ever need to be successful and ahead has been commanded. For he commanded, and they were created. For he commanded, and they were created. If you have a bone problem, it has been commanded, and it's already created. It is your duty to take delivery of the joining together of that broken bone. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, I will praise the name of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, I will praise the name of the Lord. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the name of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, I will praise the name of the Lord. I will praise the name. I will pray of the love. I will pray. I will pray. Psalm 147 verse 18. God is quickening someone by his word right now. He's giving life to your mother's body. He sent out his way and met them. He caused his wind to blow and the waters flow. Every growth in your body system, in within you, in every faculty of your being, by virtue of the word of God tonight, I declare them met anyway. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He sent out his word and met them. Doctor might have diagnosed you and they say, this disease is incurable. That is a fact. But the truth is this. He sent out his word and met them. So see that growth met away. Oh my God. I say, see that growth met away. See that growth met away. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. If we believe it, shout the loudest amen. Amen. For the joy of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. I am full of words tonight. By the Spirit of the Living God. Hallelujah. Sickness and disease will be a thing of past in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry. Nothing will make you sorry anymore. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Shout it louder than the joy of the Lord.
For the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Say it once again.
For the joy of the Lord is
come with all authority, for the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Say, don't be sorry. Don't let anybody come and say, jiki. Nonsense.
For the joy of the Lord is my.
Say, they should not be sorry for you. That is the truth. Don't let anybody shake his head. Not at all. Eh? Because nothing to shake is to shake head over your life. When they see you, they should see the glory of God. When they see you, they should see the manifestation of God. When they see you, they should see the glory of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
For he spake,
and it was done.
He commanded.
He stood fast. Himself took my infirmities and bear our sickness. He took. He took me, he took. He's no longer there. If Satan is pointing it to you, tell Satan. Huh? That he that does perfect work took. Huh? You can't correct what God do. Anything that God do is perfect. You can't improve on it. You can't add to it. You can't deduct from it. Whatever God does, it shall be forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. You will enjoy healing ahead. Amen. You will enjoy good health. Amen. All the days of your life. Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Stay no more sickness for me. No more disease for me. What Jesus took away from me will never resurface again.
That's why I said the affliction will not rise again the second time. See, they will not. When God said they will not, it will not. Don't let anybody impose anything on you. Huh? I have spoken life to a point whereby death is afraid of me. Yes, sir. I've spoken about healing ahead so much that sickness is, I don't go there. Because before you touch him, you are already dead. Huh? For you to stand firm in the liberty wherewith he has made you free, you need to learn how to speak what was commanded. And you know that what Jesus commanded stood fast. That's the word of the Lord for you tonight. Huh? From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, I will praise thy name, O Lord. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, I will praise the name of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, I will praise the name of the Lord. I will praise. I will praise the name of the Lord. From today you will be looking for those who are sick to lay hand on them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I cannot be preaching, interpreter. We are glad. I said, well, where are you coming from? What happened to your eyes? Say, you've not seen, you are not seen. Now, not tomorrow, now. That demon left. He saw clearly. Whatever make you not to see clearly is leaving you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Huh? The reason is because the law opened the eyes of the blind. He opened it. He opened it. He opened it. Huh? He opened the eyes of the blind. Psalm 146 verse 8. All you need to survive, to succeed, to be glorious is in the Bible. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raised them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. Huh? Who opened the eyes of the blind? And that same the Lord is living in you. So you want to see clearly through your eyes. So you cannot be blind. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raised them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. God, Jesus went extra mile to heal you, to set you free, to deliver you. Not because of our prayer, but because he delighted in us. Psalm 18 verse 19. He delivered us because he delighted in us. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Can I say thank you, Lord Jesus, for delighting in me? He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Kai. Not that he will deliver you. He delivered you because he delighted in you. You may not have any human being who delights in you. But one thing I want you to know tonight, that Lord delighted. Your pains is his pain. Your sorrow is his sorrow. Whatever happened to you, happened to him. Huh? Jesus is not a pain reliever. Huh? He's a pain remover and destroyer. If he kill him, he kill him. So no more pain for you. No more disease for you. No more sorrow for you. No more backwardness for you. No more tears for you. No more disease for you. No more sickness for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. From today, you will sorrow no more. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Psalm 116, lastly, verse 9, and let's go away. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, I will praise the name of the Lord. Ooh, shakabalakato. Verse 8. I will praise the name of the Lord. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Thou hast delivered my eyes from tears and my feet from falling. It means no more tears for you. Your loved one will not die before the time. The number of your day, the Almighty God promised to fulfill, he will fulfill them. Whatever will make you to be sorrowful, to shed tears, will not happen to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you believe it, shout the loudest amen. He delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Listen to me. Accident will not be your portion. Because none of the bone of Jesus were broken. None of your bone will be broken. Wherever you go, he promised to preserve you. He said, I will preserve your going out. He will preserve your coming in. He will preserve you from all evil. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Psalm 121 verse 5 to 8. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forever. This will be your portion. From all evil. Evil of sicknesses, evil of diseases, evil of kidnapping, evil of whatever. Say we pray from all, not few. That's the reason why we are rejoicing every now and then. Whether they beat drum or they play any something, it doesn't matter. Because there is angels play music for you when you are in God's presence. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same,
I will praise the name of the Lord. I don't need you answer to sing. Because in his presence, he gives you a new song. New songs. He put new songs in your mouth. Huh? Oh my God. He put what? New songs in your mouth. In his presence. When you encounter him there, he bestowed his goodness into your life. He loaded you with benefits. And he put a new song in your mouth. Joy overflowed. Can I say thank you, Lord Jesus?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For delivered me. Because you delighted in me.
Because you delighted in me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For taking away my sickness. For taking away my diseases. Thank you for taking away my sorrows. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For quickening my mortal body. On a daily basis. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I appreciate you. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. No more sickness for me. No more disease for me. I call my eyes well. In the name of Jesus. I call my ears well. In the name of Jesus. I call every faculty of my being well.
All the days of my life.
I will see clearly.
I will hear clearly.
In the name of Jesus. None of my bones shall be broken. In the name of Jesus. I will not have shortage of blood. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit. Who raised Jesus from the dead.
Dwelleth in me.
Giving life. To my mortal's body. Receive the life of Jesus.
The head life of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. My sick days are over forever.
In the name of Jesus.
Psalm 40 verse 3. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And he had put a new song in my mouth. What did God put in your mouth?
A new song.
God never put complaint in your mouth. A new song. A new one. On a daily basis. New thing that will make you to sing new songs will happen to you.
Amen.
Everyone plan to kill you before your time. They will go down before you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Every enemy of your life will stand to announce your glory.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Untimely death will not be your portion.
Amen.
Can you say the number of my days?
The numbers of my days.
That Lord will fulfill.
That Lord will fulfill.
With long life.
Will he satisfy me?
And show me salvation. In the name of Jesus.
Because
I've made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation, there shall no evil before me. No plague will come near my dwelling place. For he giveth his angel charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands. I will not dash my foot against any stone. Are you hearing it now? He has empowered you to tread on serpents. So if they put poison at your doorpost, you will mash it and nothing will happen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Say, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpent and on scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by enemy hurt you. Fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Say, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. When you hear Nigerian news, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 16. Don't think. Just keep speaking the word, drink the word of God, read the word of God, speak the word of God, eat the word of God, meditate the word of God, everything. And the answer, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Jesus is in you, is with you. It's in you and it's with you. The servant said, oh, come and see, they are coming. As you may be hearing, they said they are coming to kill you tomorrow. Declare it. I will fear not. It is written, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Words matter. They wanted to destroy Job before his time by words. Don't let any words, see this words. When they speak negative words, speak positive. You destroy it. Are you hearing me now? They say you will not marry. Say the appointed time is now. Huh? In the beginning is not, it was not so. But when they say you can't marry the way you started crying, you have been defeated. Do you hear me now? A servant went out. I don't know where he went early in the morning. Where he's supposed to be in God's presence. You know, when you don't like God's presence, you will see evil. Eh? He said, oh God, they don't, alas, master, they don't come. He said, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. When the servant, the master knew that he won't believe, he said, verse 17, he said, open his eyes that he may see. And he saw. I never see that kind of servant before in my life. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. What about him? Who's supposed to hold his master? Say, the same thing that happened to you must happen to me. He left. Anyone that does not value spiritual thing, he will enter, in fact, he will experience crisis. They call the spiritual control the physical. So you hear what I say? Huh? For you to escape crisis, you must value spiritual thing. Huh? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that, it didn't say he that is Wakai bound. He that dwelleth. Glory to stand to your feet. Say thank you, Lord Jesus, for terminating all my sorrows. Thank you for terminating all my diseases. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made me free. I will not entangle myself again into the yoke of bondage. Wave your hands to the Lord and give thanks to him.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.